Father, we come to you. We thank you, Lord, for this opportunity today to hear the word from you. You said you wanted to preach today, so I'm going to give you that opportunity. I will not get in the way, but you will bring forth the truth. I'm just a vessel. I'm like a speaker, God. Just go ahead and put whatever you're going to put on through me in Jesus' name, and I will say it. I promise not to sugarcoat, apologize, or subsidize with things that are not from you the word that comes forth today in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, in advance that this word will go into the hearts of the people. It'll cause great fruit in abundance in Jesus' name. I give you praise, honor, and glory. And I thank you, Lord, for each and every one that is here today and for all this celebration from our deacons and our congregation members, my family, my wife, my children, grandchildren. God, to this congregation, thank you, Lord, for all this. Now, God, let me deliver what you would have me to deliver. You saw fit for me to come back alive because you had something to say. You said you wanted my voice in the earth. You told me that. So, God, you do what has to be done to get it in the earth. And I'll just speak it, and you will amplify it. In Jesus' name, I declare it done. And everybody said, amen. Say amen again. Amen. Say amen one more time. Amen. Turn around, shake hands with three people. Tell them, I am so glad you're here. Come on. Be sincere about it, too. Be sincere about it. Be real. Be real about it. Tell them, I am so glad you are here. And I am glad that you're here. Now, we're going to... Never would have made it. We're going to do that in a couple of minutes. Never would have made it. Okay. Because I can't help myself. Oh, there goes Danae. When I say Marvin Sapp, she's like, oh, Dad, don't do that to me. Oh, yeah, we're bringing him. She's already working on Marvin Sapp to bring Marvin Sapp here. Some of you saying, who's Marvin Sapp? Well, he's not a sap. He's a blessed man of God that preach. And, you know, I didn't know much about Marvin Sapp, and I don't know why I'm talking about it. I guess because the Spirit of the Lord is talking to Nyane. But my daughter has been telling me, Danae has been telling me for, gosh, 20 years? Dad, 10 years? I don't know. Dad, we need to bring Marvin Sapp. We need to bring Marvin Sapp. I said, I ain't bringing Marvin Sapp. I don't know Marvin Sapp. I'm not interested in Marvin Sapp. I don't know him. The Bible says, know those that labor among you. I don't know him. So I ain't bringing him. But after going through 6.5 years of hell, almost 7 years of hell, and seeing what he went through, he lost his wife. Many of you know that. How many know that? That he lost his wife. He's a singer, but he's also a pastor. He lost his wife. And he had the nerve to still sing a song about making it. Saying, see, because I never really listened to Marvin Sapp's music. You gotta understand, when I got on the radio, I didn't want to have nothing to do with this music anymore. It was my life before. I mean, you know, we selected the hits, not in the Christian music side, but in the secular side of the world. Our radio station was very key to be able to help select hits across the country and that would echo around the world from the United States. And she would talk to me, Dad, you need to bring Marvin Sapp. You need to bring, no. I mean, we've had Miles Monroe here. We've had Dr. Frederick Casey Price. We've had Jesse Duplantis. We've had, I mean, Ben Tanker. We have all kinds of people. Basically, if God puts them on my heart, they're here. We bring them. Bill Winston, all kinds of folks that we brought, Dr. Goodell, to minister the word of God. But I never had in my heart to have Marvin Sapp here. So then the 6.5 years happened. And I realized this man has the faith to be able to actually say, I never would have made it. And I sat there and looked at my wife, who is still with me. I said, if he can sing that and say, I never would have made it, yet he lost his wife through the battle. She died. His partner in life, if he made it, what have I done? God has brought me through a whole lot. And I have my family still. My wife is still here. My life is here. This is why I can't just sit around, folks. I can't be cute. I don't know how to act like I'm all that in a bag of chips. Because I guess I've been with people that got bigger names than y'all's. I've interviewed them. I've talked to them. Been there. Done that. White House, outhouse, everywhere. And ain't nobody impressive but God. I said, ain't nobody impressive but God. I don't care what kind of star you are watching this thing right here now. What kind of star you are. You need to know that God is the one that gave you your voice. You can wake up the next day without a voice. And you need to give God some glory with that voice. Yeah, you can make some money with it, but you need to give God some glory. But I was so excited when I heard this. Now, play that song. Play it. Marvin Sapp, go.
Never would have made it.
Make it strong.
Never, never could have made it without you.
He lost his wife when he sings this.
I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me. And I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me. And I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you were the one I held on to. And I never,
never would have made it.
Oh, I never could have made it.
Let's get civilized. Go ahead and be seated. Keep that playing in the background. Come on, give God some praise. Give God some praise. You can't be that dead. You can at least praise God, right? Go ahead and bring it down a little bit.
I'm wise.
So, I just don't know what else to say. I don't know what else to say besides I know of pastors that are gone. Miles Monroe came here ministered twice, flying his jet, coming back in the Bahamas. They were less than a minute and a half, maybe 2 minutes for landing in a thunderstorm. I never would have flown. One thing I do know is that weather changes. Somebody made a wrong decision. That's a go or no go decision. Either we're gonna go or we don't go. And the PIC, the pilot in command, makes the decision. When I fly, I'm pilot in command. I ain't letting nobody make that decision. You ain't killing me to get home to eat a donut or see your family. They go coming in for a landing there with his family, most of his family. It's from Miles Monroe. What an old man. Taught us about purpose. And hit what looked like a crane in an area that was like a dump. Crashed. They all died. Pilot and everybody. And sometimes I think about that. I say, God, why did you spare me? Carmen went into the hospital with a stomach ailment like I did. Complications came in his mid-60s. Carmen died. You need to thank God you're alive. I could name one after another after another. Yeah, they love God. Something happened, but God is still God. You can't get better. You just get better. Say amen to that. Let's go in our Bibles. Go with me to that 2 Kings. You know where I'm going. I'm going to hang on to this microphone because this tells me I got to shut up pretty soon. If I get on that lapel mic, y'all going to be here for 5 hours. So you don't want me on this thing. I'm wearing it, but I can't preach on it or else I'll keep going and going and going. It's an energizer buddy kind of action that goes on. All right, let's go to 2 Kings chapter number 20 and verse number 1. Put it up on the board now. I want to be able to give you some things here, and I'm going to get into your business today because it's my birthday. I am seriously in your business. Now, I'm very serious. I'm going to talk about some things that God has put in my heart to talk about to correct the body of Christ in some areas. Now, it ain't gonna be fun and ain't gonna be easy, but it's gonna be good. But we're gonna have fun doing it, okay? We're gonna grow today, all right? Are you ready for that? 2 Kings chapter 20, verse number 1. In those days, we've gone to that scripture before, we're going again. In those days, Hezekiah was sick and near death. I told you about a near-death experience. Some of you raised your hand, said you've had one. That's what I had as well. After the two surgeries, unexpectedly, and all, you know the story. You can look at some of the other videos. By the way, we have done some very strong enhancing of our video library and what we're doing. Like for the dream, that we have the entire program recorded first-class quality. We have broadcasters in here that work for mainly the ABC affiliate here in Seattle that do the work of television here. So they ain't no chumps. They know what they're doing. You saw that editing going on with all of that they put together. These folks know how to do some stuff. And so we're fortunate. And, you know, that's where I come from. But we're fortunate. Come on, give our television department a good hand. My son heads up the whole department. He was the news director at Como Television in Seattle. Rick Swazer, he's probably up in the director's booth right now. He's blessed. Oh, there he is right there. He's on center camera. Come on, give God. This is some serious talent. This is some gifting in the house. And then we have others that are being trained, Skylar and some of the other ones that are being trained, Aaron being trained, and it's just serious stuff. So you need to go to our website often because we're dropping. You know how they drop products? We're dropping videos. And so you may see a little piece of the dream This little girl that sang, led the singing with the little quartet, she got them brothers going, don't she? I said, she needs some little girls with her, don't she? She just is young. She don't care. She just going. That is the second time she's led that I know of in this church. Give God's praise for Tiana. And she just loved God and just can't stop smiling, just like her mama and her grandmama. They all smile. They got the smiling disease. They just they smile. No matter what's happening, they're smiling. But they're such sweet people, just a good family. I love those people. So let's go to this. In those days, Hezekiah was sick and near death. And Isaiah, how many know he's a prophet? I said he's a major prophet. I mean, you're major and minor based on the size of the book that you have in the Bible. That's how they call it. So I didn't do that, but that's what the biblical scholars did. So he's considered a major prophet because he had a lot to say. And so Isaiah, the prophet, the son of Amoz, went to him, to Hezekiah, and said to him, "Thus says the Lord." In other words, I ain't saying this. God's saying this. And see, you have to realize when you come to church, if you go into a real church, because there's some fake ones, you need to know there's some fake preachers. And y'all think, some of you think we have some fake preachers up in here. My son is not a fake preacher. That boy preaches, he will preach you out of hell. You can be a resident, he gonna get you out. You want to get out of jail card? Let him preach to you for a little while. In fact, don't even talk to him unless you're serious. He ain't playing. I thought I was gangster. Man, this guy, he will knock your head off if you don't listen to what he's saying. Because he's serious about what we know in part, and we speak in part. We don't know everything, but what he does know, he's going to make sure you know. My wife is gangster. She's from the Bay Area. You know, she can't help it. She's from Oakland. Lord Jesus, help us. Richmond, which is a suburb of Oakland, which is worse than Oakland, in my opinion. Anyhow, so here we have Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz. He went to him and said, "Thus says the Lord." I'm not talking. I ain't saying. But God said. And see, some of you sit around with ministers, and not just me, and not really with me. You're here. Thank God you're here. But we sit there, and we don't realize you are hearing from God. Now, we have a thing that goes on in our house by 6 o'clock on Saturday night, everything, that's it. We're shutting down because we have to get serious about the things of God, right? So 6 o'clock, usually on Saturday nights, we shut down and everything goes to a spiritual side of things. If there's a big news story, the president got shot again or something like that, we'll turn on the TV and watch that and see what's going on so we can be able to have answers for people to come and ask us questions about current events. Because you're supposed to come to the minister and ask him, Malachi, I'm not going to go there, the third chapter says that you should hear, second or third chapter, said you should hear from the man of God. He should be able to answer some questions for you. And so we act like we know everything. You don't know everything because you don't have that kind of relationship with God. Now, I'm not trying to promote ministers over you, but he's only got five categories: apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. In this ministry, all five are represented. Now, that doesn't mean that we're self-contained. We don't need anybody. My son basically is a strong evangelist. My wife is prophetic. I have apostle, teacher, and pastor. Ain't no more left. Now, that doesn't mean we know everything, but you should at least listen. Because maybe something you'll learn. And this is the problem with people. They don't want to learn. They think they know everything. They're all cocked head. You know that attitude. I know everything. See, we got to get out of this. God's trying to get us free. God called, he had a name for it. God calls people names. Did you know that? He does. He's your stiff neck. It's in your Bible. I didn't call you that. But you're sitting there with your head all cocked. See, and we have to realize God wants you to hear. Because if your neck is cocked, your ears are closed. I can see it on your face. See, and we got to get out of this. Because you need a church. You don't just need a preacher. You need a congregation where people come up and look and see if you're still with the same wife. Or you can change wives again. Sure got quiet in this Presbyterian church all of a sudden. See, you need a church where people want to find out if you still, if you're spending too much money, you're buying every car every week. And people saying, what's going on? You trying to prosper by your own means? You ain't got that much money. Hello. You need where a pastor who's going to be there regularly, more than you, knows when you're gone. Or has a staff that's going to keep up with you and find out where you've been. You missed the word, man. We had a good time. Where were you? You should have got that. See, because different things come out of the anointing on a minister of God, whether it's my wife or a female or whether it's a male, you draw it out. Who's in the audience or who's watching our live stream draws out what is being said many times. And sometimes the way it's said. Because you are a spirit, God is a spirit, and I am a spirit, and the Holy Spirit is talking to me to talk to you and tell me what to say. I'm just using myself as an example of the minister of the hour. So some things I don't even know I'm going to say until I get here, because you got here. But if you don't get here, I probably wouldn't have said it. And then you get mad because you come to church. Well, who did you come to church for, your neighbor? Or did you come to church to hear for you? See, I'm getting too heavy already. See, I ain't even into 5 minutes yet. Y'all already looking like you need lunch. I need lunch right now. Y'all done got too serious on me. I'm getting off this platform. I'm not staying up here, okay? I tried a couple times. I can't do it no more, okay? So I'm gone. Y'all deal with it later. Okay, so let's look at this because we got to learn how to receive. Oh, you want me? TV man telling me don't go in the dark part. Okay, I won't go to the dark part, Don. Seriously, we have to realize that God wants us to do some things. Here's what he says. Thus says the Lord. Thus says the Lord. Not thus says prophet so-and-so because you know his grandma. And his grandma had phlebitis. And his uncle had, you know, diverticulosis. And his mama had cancer and almost died. So we can't listen to him too much. No. God is talking. See, that's called the sins of familiarity. We sometimes think we know people, so we don't have to listen to them. That's why it's a miracle I'm pastoring a church that I lived in the city for all these years. And then most of y'all, you heard them, they're transplants. They ain't from here. Because they know my cousin, Winky. They know, I know your relative. That's your problem. I ain't my relative. You better get free. I know some of y'all too. Lord, help us today. We need to get them free. So we have to realize that God wants to do something and we have to be ready to receive it. And all he wants us to do is to obey. Say obey. Obey. Say it again. Say obey. Obey. Say it again. Say obey. Obey. Is that real time I get? Is you giving me that much time? Did you give me that much time? Did that come from the Sanhedrin over here? Did I get authority to have that much time? 23 minutes and 42 seconds? Do I have that much time? Do I have that much time, congregation? 23 minutes and 42 seconds? Okay, I'm going to use it wisely. Let's go. So he says, thus says the Lord, set your house in order. Man, is that from the Lord. I wish you could see the loads of trash we have taken from my house. And we ain't dirty people. Just old junk. That when you try to use it, it doesn't work. But you want to keep it in the closet anyhow. I got pictures. I'm not going to show them right now because I'm sort of embarrassed. But I got pictures of some of the stuff that we had to be able to get rid of. And the clothes. I got so, you know, I'm 97 pounds. Well, a little less than that right now. I gained a couple. Anyhow, my wife keeps saying, buddy, you better watch it. You know, like all them Snicker bars, and y'all ain't getting no one. Okay. I'm eating every one of those over time. No, I'm just kidding. You can have a candy bar when this is over. But see, you know, I lost all that weight, but the clothes stacked up in one of our bedrooms all the way, almost like a mountain. that was in the closet. In fact, I was going to bring one of my coats that I have. We just started, you know, coat a child. We're going to coat children all over the state of Washington. If you wasn't at Wednesday night service for the Dream, you don't even know what I'm talking about. First Lady's got a vision to coat every child in the state of Washington that needs a coat before they go to school. And then shoes for kids. Every child that needs a pair of shoes. And I want to give them some dress shoes, too. And they say, what is this for? That's for church. I know you don't go, but here's a pair of shoes. Now you ain't got no excuse. You can wear your jeans and your new shoes with the shine on them to church. Say amen. Amen. So it's stacked up clothes. And God said, set your house in order. Say, set your house in order. That's all I received. Is God told me to set my house in order. And it's been going on for almost a month and a half. We have a beautiful driveway. We didn't want to move out in the sticks. You know, we could have bought us, you know, we had owned property before, acreage. But I didn't want to do that because we had little kids. Don was 5 years old when we moved in the house that we moved into. And so I didn't want to take him way out there and all he see is bears and wolves, you know. I wanted him to see people. So we looked for a house in the cul-de-sac. And so, but we have the biggest piece of the cul-de-sac that's there because it was actually supposed to be the developer's house. But his girlfriend didn't like it at the last minute when God told me to go look for it. And so we ended up with it. And we just had, I got to tell you how good God is. We just had two earthquakes. Did you know that? A 3.5. I was sitting up at 3:45 in the morning. That wasn't last night, but the night before, I'm praying about then. And all of a sudden on my ring, you know, they have the neighborhood thing on the ring. Everybody said, did you feel that? Did you feel that? Did you feel that? It was an earthquake, 3.5 on the Richter scale. But I didn't care. Because when this guy built this house, he built it with 2x6 construction all the way through. It's not 2x4s. Ain't no sticks. You can't even move the walls hardly. All through the house, interior and exterior. So it was a nice house. But the driveway, I brought Don over there. We got Terrell's, my son-in-law's pressure washer. I called Terrell. Terrell had to work. So I said, all right, I'm going to get Don. Don Jr. came over there. We pressure washed that driveway. It looked like the difference between dirt and cement. It was so much thick dust and dirt that had been there we've been there 30 years. And we'll own other properties, but we will never get rid of that property because God wants me to be able to show that you can just have a house and not try to be all this stuff. Just live in a house just like anybody else. You may own others, but just live in a house. But see, we looked at that place. It was so, it needed so much help. Now it looks like a brand new house all over again. Now I share like this because I'm supposed to. I got to take a side trail. Go to Acts chapter 20. I still got 18 minutes and 50 seconds. Don't look at me. Go to Acts chapter 20 and verse number 20. Here you're going to get some 2020 vision about preaching. Acts chapter 20. Let's look at 19 to get a running start. Because the Lord wants me to drop this in your heart. Because a lot of folks don't know how to receive from the minister. And a lot of this, I'm just trying to teach you how to use the tools that God has given you. And I'm one of them. I'm a tool. You're supposed to know how to use me. I mean, you don't nail nails with a crescent wrench. Okay? You don't try to use the vice grips as a screwdriver. Some of you don't even know what I'm talking about. I thought you did. Never mind. It says, concerning Paul, he says, serving the Lord with all humility and many tears and trials which happened to me by the plotting of the Jews. I want you to underline that plotting of the Jews because somebody is after you too. And we need to find out who it is. The enemy wants to stop you. And there's a scripture in Galatians that says, you ran well, but who? We'll get to it in a minute. Who hindered you? There's a who hindering you. We think that things hinder us. No, it's not. It's people that hinder us. Sometimes it's your close relative. Could even be a spouse that's hindering you. My wife does not hinder me from receiving the things of God. She pushes me toward them. She helps to complete me. She is me. I said she is me. I'm Don Shorter the male. Don Shorter Senior the male. She's Don Shorter the female. Two shall be one flesh, right? That ain't just in the bed. Oh no, we got children in here. But anyhow, that is not just physical. That means that she completes me. And she did it for 6.5 years in this ministry. I didn't have to be here for this church to stay afloat. And you all, you come on, that's where the clap goes. Amen. Thank you. She became me. In fact, she became me so strongly that when I started coming back around, the Lord said, leave her alone now. She's done, she's been you long enough. She needs to complete the things that I have given her to do. Like productions, like The Dream, and like our Easter thing that's coming up, and the other things that's going to be happening in June, and the things that are going to be happening for Gospel Christmas. She's a playwright. He's like, okay, she's been you long enough. Go back to yourself. You've been recovered. So it says, this is Paul saying this. He was serving the Lord with all humility. You may not think I'm humble because I'm so bold. But I try my best to not try to act like I'm it. And you know, you can have that cockhead attitude like you're it. You got a promotion on the job. You got a degree behind your name, you know, P, H, and a D. You got a DR. When I first went into this mess, the Lord said, you are who you are by the grace of God. Don't refer to yourself as a pastor anymore. Don't refer yourself as Dr. Don Shorter. Don't refer yourself as a pilot or captain. When I fly, I'm the captain. I don't fly unless I'm in control. Now, there's people that have got the experience that will take over, and actually they're the ones in control, just like God is. But I'm acting like I'm in control. Don't look at me like that. You should act like you're in control. How many are controlling their own lives? That's why you got to give an account for your life. It says, with many tears and trials, which happened to me by the plotting of the Jews. Go to the next verse. He says, how I kept nothing back. The Spirit of God brought me to this scripture. And he said, teach these people that the reason why you tell all your business to them is because you're not supposed to hold nothing back. Because something I may say may talk to you about what you're dealing with right now. And so I got to be transparent. Not just with the things that I conveniently want to share with you, but I want to share with you about my driveway being nasty. But it didn't look like it was nasty until we got the pressure washer on it. I had to share with you about raising my children, that I didn't want my son to be in a place where nothing but bears, and because that's where we would have been. Because I grew up in the media. I got sick of people. I didn't want to be around people. My kids will tell you. I grew up telling them, I'm a private person. Don't bring anybody to the house. Am I right about it? Am I right about it? But see, God wants us to be able to expose the enemy by exposing ourselves, especially the ministers, because we're supposed to be an example to the flock. It says, how I kept back nothing. Do you know that's pretty naked? I kept back nothing. I kept back nothing about what happened with my wife and I, challenges that we had with my son, problems that we've had. Everything is not perfect with the minister. Stop trying to judge him on a judgment that you're not going to be able to be judged on. Stop it. Well, he said his kids said, shut up. King James Version to that, shutteth uppeth. You don't think I'm religious enough? I can speak Christianese too. So stop judging my children and grandchildren. Get your mouth off of me. I'm supposed to smile when I say stuff like that. Get your mouth off of me. Who do you think you are anyhow? We judging people, we don't know who they are. They could be your next blessing. but I don't like the way he looked. Well, so what? You have you looked in the mirror? You know, I was telling my wife this today. We were walking out of our house, and as you walk to go through our garage, there's our laundry room, right? And in our laundry room, there's, because this was supposed to be the developer, not the builder, but the developer of the whole development. He was to partner with another rich guy that was building these houses here, and the Spirit of the Lord showed me cabinets. That's what he showed me, cabinets. And so we went on a search looking for cabinets. And the Lord said, this house is for you, and it's only going to be here for a short period of time. So I'm running all over the place. We saw pink carpeted. We saw church benches for kitchen tables. We saw all kinds of stuff looking for these cabinets. And we finally walked into this house, and there they were, just tons of cabinets, because it represents what I'm called to do, which is to feed you. So we found the cabinets, 11 minutes, 21 seconds. We found the cabinets. And we bought the house. Even though, here I go, I kept back nothing. That was helpful. This is going to be helpful. Even though the owner's girlfriend said all of a sudden, I don't like the house. He didn't want to let go of it. So he tried to sabotage. I'm talking about that guy. He shouldn't have had a girlfriend, first of all, talking about you're going to move into the house. You should be married before you move in. We're going all the way there. Y'all need to know that. All right. The Lord said advance. Okay, so how that was helpful. But proclaimed it to you. That's what Paul did. He declaimed it to you and taught you. We all need to be taught. So you come to Sunday school even when you don't go to Sunday school. This is Sunday school. It's school on Sunday. We're all being taught, right? Taught publicly and from house to house. So anytime he got with him. I used to see that with my mentor and pastor, Apostle Fred Price. Every time I got with him, if I asked him a question, he tried to explain everything about it. I was like, okay, I just want to know, you know, what shoes do you like best? And then he tell me he's got 45 pairs of this, and this, the brown ones are better than the blue ones, and I bought these other ones over here. I'm like, well, you just tell me what store you bought the shoes. I like those shoes. But he wants to tell me everything consistently. And I've had people lately, since this new thing has hit me, and believe me, I don't know where it came from either. Well, I know God gave it to me. But people are like, why do you have to talk so much? But they didn't say that for 6.5 years where I sat there like a dumb stump saying nothing. Maybe because God's telling me to say something. And you don't want to be taught. Or you want to be taught. Or you want to be able to receive. Say amen to that. Amen. Go with me now to Hebrews. I got to advance this. We've got to go somewhere because I want to deal with this because we're talking about obedience. Say obedience. Obedience. Say obedience. I mentioned something that triggered something just now. I mentioned about you do not move into a house with a woman you are not married to. It's going to be news to some of y'all. And some of you just don't want to be obedient. And some of you know relatives like this. They sleep around with everybody. Anybody. It don't make any difference. Who told me that? Your people say. Your auntie said. JP. Your cousin said. See, people talk. I said people talk. Stomp, okay. Stomp on this, okay. Let's deal with this. Hebrews. See, I wasn't ready to go here, but the Lord is ready to go here. Hebrews chapter number 13 in verse number 4. All right, now it's just going to hit you right in the head as soon as you see it. It says marriage. Underline that, marriage. 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 It didn't say shacking up. That was our term back in the day. It says marriage. Now, we're talking about obedience now because Hezekiah needed to be obedient and just clean his house. I mean, seriously, get a vacuum cleaner. Now, that's the physical, but cleaning your house, you got to clean your thoughts. You got to clean the way that you operate. You got to clean the stuff you watch and read. You got to clean up who you hang with. You got to clean up what you do with your time. You spend more time in the things of the world than you do in the things of God. You got to find the best time for you to be able to be taught and use that to be able to pray and study. My time is 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock in the morning. And there's a lot of people in here right now that gets texts at 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock in the morning. I'm all right about it, son-in-law and son. Because God inspires me at 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock. I go back to sleep. The Lord said, you can go back to sleep and get some sleep, but you can't go back and get this. So if you don't spend no time with me, you ain't gonna get nothing. And I've been there with getting nothing. It ain't fun to sit there and be able to do nothing because God ain't talking to you. See, I don't get sermons out of a book at the bookstore. I don't go to the Christian bookstore and buy sermons and give you a sermonette. After you heard the duet. See, I'm telling you, this is serious stuff. It says marriage. Say marriage. Marriage. Are you married or are you not? You should know that. If you're not married, the rest doesn't really apply to you. But if you are married, well, even if you're not married, you still can learn from this. Because maybe you want to be married. Maybe you thought you were married. Maybe you were married. Maybe you're going to be married. Maybe you're in between marriages. All of this applies. It says marriage is honorable. Please underline that. Marriage is honorable. Don't talk negative about people that's married people. This is the reason why you should be thanking God you got a pastor that's married to the same person for 50 years. Are you kidding me? Most of you ain't even 50. Some of you is twice your age. You should be saying glory to God. Now, don't go up there, well, what problems did you have? It ain't none of your business. Everybody wants to say, wait, what problems did you have? You look like you didn't have a whole lot of problems. But see, what we have to do is use what God has given us in front of us. I mean, you don't go to college and pay all that money to go to a class, $450 or whatever, for some classes, and sit in there and say, I don't like the professor. Well, maybe you do. And go get your money back and try somebody else. We've done that and paid $700 for one class. And said, we don't like the teacher. But this ain't your college. This ain't your university. This is the kingdom of God. While I'm at it, why don't you dress like you're the king's kids? I believe Democrats, not Democrats, Democrats brought in this stupid sloppy dress. You are royalty. I told my wife driving here, said, if they make it, I'm wearing it. And if they're not making it, I may have it made. I know, this goes against your culture. And that's the problem. We live by culture, 4 minutes and 6 seconds, and you're out of here. We go by culture versus the kingdom. God ain't even going to trust you to just dress yourself in heaven. He's got a robe for you. And it ain't got no rainbow colors on it. Just saying. Because see, the church then got screwed up. I said screwed up. The church believes it's supposed to be, oh, it's Black History Month, and thank God it's the last Sunday. Woo, I get to preach it. Who in the world hijacked civil rights? I am not the same as a homosexual or a lesbian. I can't change from being black. But there are former homosexuals and former, I don't care what you look at me like. I don't care about your cousin that's in lifestyle. I don't care. I'm a teacher of lifestyles through the Word of God. So if you're going to go to the Word of God, I'm going to teach you the Word of God. I'm going to tell you the truth. Your cat and the ladies ain't going to help you if you don't follow the things of God. You shouldn't have came. I didn't give the intermission before I started, I forgot. But I'm gonna try next week to make sure if I'm speaking that I give you intermission before we get started so you can go leave out of here. Pray before you stay here because you don't need to be up in here getting mad. God said, I want to preach to them. We have a ritual in our house, like I told you. Saturday night, shut down. Sunday morning, worship music or preaching in the house. That's it. I had the music. She had the preaching. I was in the room next to her. Here I am sharing all these things. I don't have to show you nothing. I don't have to tell you nothing. I could come in here and just read this scripture. Just says the Lord. Give me my paycheck. I ain't even getting one, so that's why I'm really bold. See, and this is the thing. I was in the room next to my wife. She was in the bathroom. We're in one of our guest rooms that at the house. I'm next to her. And she has my mentor and my former pastor, who's passed away, but he's still in heaven and he's still my pastor. I can hear him preaching just like somebody said here. Johnny Manning said that he hears me preaching. I hear Dr. Price preaching all the time. You need a mentor. You need a pastor. She was in the room next door, and she was playing Dr. Frederick Casey Price, Apostle Price. I was in the other room checking my clothes out, getting ready to put my clothes on, and the Lord said, get out of that room. I'm preaching. Don't listen to what he's saying on that tape, because that's not what you're to preach. You're not to get that in your spirit now. I had to run out of the room. Because you could hear clearly what he was preaching about. And see, I didn't want to pick that up and start preaching that to you. Because it would have replaced what you really need. Because you need to know today that marriage is honorable among all. And the bed is undefiled if you're married. But if you're not, you got a problem. Because fornicators and adulterers, God will judge. And it ain't going to just be in hell. He's going to judge beforehand. And that's why you keep getting fired. 5, 4, 3, 2, done.